Chapman's Ice Cream just added a twisted treat with a whirlwind of flavors. Introducing the all-new Chapman's Twister. The fruit twist, strawberry center with twists of cherry, orange, and blue raspberry. The rainbow creamy twister, vanilla ice cream with twists of lemon lime, cherry, and orange water ice. Stacked and twisted, blue raspberry, cherry, lemon lime, and orange. And the Neapolitan creamy twister, vanilla ice cream with twists of strawberry and chocolate water ice. Add a twist to your day with Chapmans.ca.
All right, man, he's here. He's here. Willard Bond. His name is Willard. Willard Bond. Bond. Willard Bond. I don't know how to say that properly. But anyway, he's here. And I've been hearing about Willard Bond for quite a while. Do you know who has been yammering on and on and on about you, Willard?
I'd love to know.
Can we make sure the dot is in his face? Because I'm
it
not
is.
Sure.
Oh, yep, it is? I can see it.
Okay, then why does it sound so...
Why am I so quiet? Yeah. Well, I don't know, but I also don't know...
I'm having the worst freaking day of my life right now. Hi, Willard Bond. Thank you for joining us. Willard is a prolific independent singer-songwriter performing and recording in the roots rock tradition and then some, growing up near Guelph. What do you mean near Guelph, Ontario? Where's near Guelph, Ontario?
Well, I was born in Guelph, but I grew up outside in Puslinch Township.
I know where that is.
Yeah.
I live in Orangeville.
That makes sense. I know where that is.
Yeah. Speaking of Walmarts. You know what's really exciting is that Jane Harbury is here. You must be something special, because she doesn't give a holy grunt about her other artists enough to come here to the Drew Marshall Show. Why does she care about you?
I have no idea. I think she must like my car.
That'll work. Do you have a convertible?
No, I have a borrowed 97 Toyota Corolla.
Nice. Nothing says Willard Bond. My name is Bond. Has Peter Gabriel had a bit of influence on you?
Oh, yeah. He was one of my early faves. I think you might have read that. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Baby.
Yes, I appreciated not only his sensibilities. I love the sounds that he made, but also his musical integrity, as it were. He made great songs. He didn't sort of pander to anybody. He made the songs that he wanted to make.
I like that. That's a good Father's Day guest.
Absolutely.
Right? We're going to bring back the Tim Allen. Rah, 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 rah. I don't even know what that sound is, but...
You'll have to teach it to me.
And then let's go to the other direction, Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Queen came first, and they are, I think, one of my stronger influences in the sense that they never wrote the same song twice. You know, they dabbled in every kind of style, and that's what I like. I mean, I had a basement band, or a garage band, as we all did in high school, of course, and then I was allowed to join the school band, and then they needed somebody to play bass in the Guelph Youth Orchestra, so I did classical stuff
I'm
there.
I'm sorry, the Guelph Youth Orchestra?
Well, I was a youth at one point, so they allowed me in.
For some reason, Guelph and orchestra don't seem to go hand in hand.
Well,
it's like the Grand Valley Symphony, you know?
Yes, it is.
Doesn't work.
I don't know what to tell you.
No,
you know, we were a bunch of kids and we smoked. You know, we were great.
Hank Williams. Somebody else mentioned you know what it was? It was Lorelei Backman. Randy Backman's daughter said that she's a big fan of Hank Williams.
He was, my dad was a big country fan, so that's what I was essentially weaned on. Yep.
Yeah. My dad was a big country fan, too. He's going to be on later in the show, but he forced me to listen to CFGM.
Oh.
Country AM music.
Okay.
Nothing says ulcer. Like country AM music, at least back in those days. I actually have more of an affinity or more of an appreciation for that kind of older country music now.
Yeah.
Because now, this is my rant on country music, the people that are writing country music haven't dug a post hole in their life. Do you know what I mean? Like, they've not done a lick of labor. Throw a hay bale, nothing.
Oh, well, if that's, I've got a membership to that club then, because, you know, growing up on the farm, well, a gentleman farm, was a tiny little 2-acre plot, but
Perfect.
It was...
2-acre plot?
That
sounds like a cemetery for Rita McNeil.
Oh, you're mean today.
No,
it was a tiny little, gentleman farm, and my parents had both grown up on farms, so we did not have any machinery. We had children to do the labor, and I was on that team.
Yeah. How many siblings did you have?
I'm the youngest of four.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That'll work. Why are you such a WW2 junkie?
I don't know why, but it just sort of happened.
By the way, that's not wrestling, kids. Okay.
Yes, it's not. Wrestling's fun, too.
It is.
But
World War II.
World War II. Yeah, my best buddy Chris Dowling, when I was a kid growing up, he and his brothers were all into that stuff, and that just I just pulled right into that like it fit like a glove, and nice. And I've been fascinated by it ever since.
Well, listen, I'm glad that you are here.
Bless your heart. Me too.
But your music, your videos, the things that I've listened to online, there's no way you can replicate that in studio. You've put so many. It's like someone with a personality disorder was your producer.
Well, that was me.
Oh.
And then I got help with a guy who's all squared away.
It is so fascinating, your stuff.
I mean, thanks, man.
Even the pictures. I want to show the girls the picture. Look at this. That's him. That's inside a CD cover. And that's outside a CD. That's all, folks. Jiggery pokery. What?
That's a new one for you?
Is that, Tim, do you know that phrase?
Jiggery pokery?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
It was, I'm going to butcher the guy's name. There was a somewhat recently deceased American Supreme Court judge who was brought in with amid some controversy, and he released a statement about, I forget what the topic was, but he was using terms like, this is just a bunch of applesauce, and it's all jiggery pokery, and so on.
Wow.
So,
like Holy Mackinac.
Exactly. It's one of those, I think it's Old England. It's okay. An Old English term, yeah.
Jiggery pokery.
Yeah. So it just kind of stuck with him. It was a working title, and we never shook it, so here we are.
You know, one of the oldest English phrases I know is only in Canada, eh? Pity.
Have any idea who said that?
Not a clue. No, nope, not a clue at all.
I think she's in the hallway, but I might be wrong.
Red Rose. Listen, let's do a song. What sure. are we going to do, man?
Well, you mentioned World War II.
I did.
And so why not do a song that's set in World War II?
A nice cheery number, is it?
It's a real chipper tune until the kid dies.
You are the perfect Father's Day guest. This is great. Okay, and?
And, yeah, it just kind of came out of nowhere. I'm actually writing a few songs with military bents and so on, because now that I have a few, I'd like to maybe create a little package and donate the proceeds to one of our benevolent warriors funds.
Beautiful.
So that's the plan with that.
Beautiful. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Mr. Willard Bond.
I joined with the Liberty Boats, oh, I sailed with the merchant marine, ho. Well, I was just a green young teen, and well, that put me at the end of the food chain. It started off tough, and then it got rough. Ooh, it got rough. I signed with the Liberty Boats, oh, I needed some place that I could go. Too young for the guns and the planes, and well, these beauties kinda called my name, and so I got a bunk and squares and pay. Ooh, so they say. Boats or more, set sail in a hell of a convoy, oh, blue skies and the beautiful ocean. With the dark came a ton of commotion. When the wolf packs came, they pray by the moon. So we too prayed by the moon. On the Liberty Boats, oh, I heard a sound that I never wanted to know. In came the whole beautiful ocean. Down went my Liberty Boat, and then, well, I was never seen alive again. Ooh, it was my end. I signed with the Liberty Boats, oh, I needed some place that I could go. Too young for the guns and the planes, and well, these beauties kinda called my name, and so I got a bunk and squares and pay. Ooh, or so they say. And then it got rough.
Wow. Willard Bond on the Drew Marshall Show. Buddy, well done.
Hey, thank you.
Well done. I don't think I've ever heard a song written like that, about that.
It's not really what fun people write songs about.
How do you describe yourself to people, your style of music? Because you are, there's an indescribability. Wow, is that a real word?
Yeah.
About your thing, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, good point. So I have trouble describing, actually, for that very reason. In fact, Jane, when we were talking, the record has so many different styles, again, like a Queen record, that, a radio station could pick up one of the songs and say, well, what else you got like that? And it's like, well, they're not one just like that. So I do have trouble saying what pigeonhole I belong in or to. So I often reference the Queen thing. I don't like to write the same song twice.
I want to let our listeners know a couple things. First of all, you are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We are streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. We're also Facebook video streaming live. We tried this a little while ago, and I'm of the age where if it gets frustrating after 10 minutes, we don't do it anymore.
I know the feeling.
So we stopped trying. But now we've got cool kids here in the studio, and they've helped us do things properly. Thank you, Shauna and Erica and Alex. And maybe to the video people as well. So what am I saying there? Oh, go to our Facebook page. The Drew Marshall is the handle. The Drew Marshall. Nothing says narcissism like The Drew Marshall. You'll see us there. And you can maybe give everyone a little wave, please, to the camera, Willard. Just there it is. A little. Yeah, nice. Easy with the wave.
Easy.
More of a man wave, please.
Yeah, that was a bit boyish, wasn't it?
You know what I did? I stuck my hand out the sunroof the other day to my neighbors and waved, and I did one of these. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. So hanging around the grandkids too much. By the way, I'm a grandfather.
I usually default to the Forrest Gump sort of floppy hand thing. But
what is that? Oh, no. I like that. I'm going to do that from now on. Let's bring that back.
Absolutely.
Like it ever was. Willard, the guitar you have is a Yamaha. It looks older, is it?
It is an old, yes. In fact, I got this at a yard sale for $20.
Shut up.
Drew? Yes, I did. It was missing a couple parts, but those got put on for, about 80 more. So I had a guitar for $100. And
that's ridiculous. You just said 80 more, and you bought it for how much?
20.
Okay.
So it's a $100 guitar.
I was doing the math slowly in my head there. That's really quite nice.
It's not bad. It's a friend of mine who builds very nice guitars played this, and he wants it. It was one of those sort of magic moments where the factory in China they all came together and prayed and kumbaya'd, and this one came out. So it's a beautiful little guitar.
Anything coming out of the factories in China these days ain't coming over to the United States of America, let me tell you. How do you spell tariff? T-R-U-M-P. Let's go to another ditty, shall we?
Sure.
What's this next song you're going to do, Willard Bond?
I think sort of a down-tempo thing that's going to be about half as long in the one of the record, because as he said, the production, I don't have 15 players in here with me. So I'm going to do a pared-down version of I Got What I Wanted.
Beautiful. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, it is Willard Bond.
Got what I wanted, but not what I needed. I got what I wanted, but not what I needed. A hell of a time in my own mind. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. I wanted the good time, I got in the wrong line. I wanted the fine wine, I drank the moonshine. A hell of a time, my own mind. Body out, body out, yeah. I wanted to be known, I needed to be home. I wandered around town, I suddenly fell down. I needed to know why. I feel like I went blind. My own mighty, yaddy, 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 what I wanted, but now what I needed. I got what I wanted, but now what I needed. I got what I wanted.
There he is, Willard Bond. Well done, buddy. Well done. Cheers to you.
Thank you.
Do you have offspring?
No.
Is that a weird, like when people go, oh, you don't, you know, that kind of?
No. It was, I got close once.
That's funny. Yes.
And that never worked out. But
okay.
At this point, that's not really going to be an option for me. And,
right.
And you know, I have certain misgivings, might not be the right word. I wonder once in a while if I might later on, but you
right.
know. I don't think I would have got as many records done or written a novel manuscript or help out a world. You know, there's a lot of stuff I got to do because I didn't have to do it for somebody
yeah.
else. So.
Well, listen, it even says in the Bible, don't want to bring up the Bible too
yeah.
much,
no,
you know, because then it sounds like we're broadcasting from the United States of America. but it does say there that you can actually do more for the betterment of everything if you don't have them there, kids.
Well.
That's a horrible paraphrase. What it really says is you can do more for God if you don't have kids, you know, get married and have kids if you stay single. But then it goes on to say, was it Paul, I think, Tim?
Yes.
Paul goes on to say something like, but if you're going to burn in lust, you might as well get married.
He's got a point.
Wow, look at me quoting scripture and everything.
No, I like that one.
Thank you.
There's a couple. Actually, you know, the one that I live by is let your yes be yes and your no be no, and the rest is the word of the devil. I never make promises. I never promise anybody anything.
I say
like
I'll
that. Be there, I won't.
Say it with an Irish accent. That sounds like it needs an Irish accent.
Well, I don't. My Irish isn't good, but I like a bit of the Aussie accent.
Oh, beauty, mate. That's crikey. That's beauty.
Ripper.
Stone to crows, mate. Okay. Anyway, the album is called Jiggery Pokery. Mm-hmm. It's by Willard Bond. It is in my hands. If you would like to win a copy of this CD, we're going to play another track in just a little bit here. Actually, let's spin something else. I want people to get a vibe for this thing.
Cool.
I know we're going to go out with a different track.
Yep.
Can we throw in a different one right now?
Sure. The thing is, Father's Day.
She's got it. She's got it.
Seeing as though it is Father's Day, maybe Over to Me.
Over to Me.
Yeah, I think that's track 8, is it?
All right.
You might want to confirm that on the listings there. But
yeah, let's have a little listen to it.
Kind of a bluesy
track
kind
8.
Of.
Are you there?
Over to Me is correct.
Yeah. Here we go. Have a listen to this one. It's a totally different sound, kids.
I love it when you come over. I love it when you come over. I love it when you come over to me. So won't you see me in the morning? I like the way you get me going. I like the way you do the morning, bathing in the light by the window. I like to see you in the morning, rolling over easy to me. I love it when you come over to me. Ba-da-dee-ya, ba-da-dee-ya, ba-dee-bow-bow, ba-da-dee-ya.
every time you say go, baby, I'ma let you take control. Won't you warm up your motor and roll it on over to me? I love it when you come over to me. You like to roll it in the clover. You roll me over and over. You can roll like a boulder.
Man, I'm telling you, this is the guy is, well, he's so different, it's hard to come up with adjectives, descriptors. It's annoying, actually. And A&R guys are going to hate you.
Yeah, they do.
Ooh, what do we do with them?
Yep.
For some reason, they're all from Jersey and talk like that.
And that Aussie guy, he's a bit of a prick. Yeah.
Groggy, look at the size of that elephant, mate. What was that guy's name that died? Steve Irwin.
Thank you, because I wouldn't have got it.
Steve Irwin, that's his name. We are live on the Drew Marshall Show with Willard Bond. Willard Bond lives where? Where do you live, actually?
I am in Parkdale in Toronto.
Tell me about your cats.
The cats. Well, I have Jeff.
Bruce.
Jeff actually took a swipe at Jane today. I don't know if he drew blood, but yeah, he's got a personality and an attitude and issues. And Moneypenny. I have a little tabby girl named Moneypenny.
Yeah.
Because with the last name like Bond, one wants to come home every day and say, hello, Moneypenny.
Hello, Moneypenny.
You know, I thought it would get tired, but it really doesn't. I do it every single day, and it makes me smile.
So if you had a like really nice car and a cat named Moneypenny...
I'd be set. I'd have a girlfriend, too, maybe.
I'd have a girlfriend by now. Tell me about your high karate. Do you wear that cologne?
I am... No.
No.
Don't wear that
But
stuff.
What is the hi-ya stuff you do? By the way, is that a... you can't even say that now, can you? Hey? Hi-ya! That's like the karate Asian...
Well, it's, the legitimate word
is... it politically incorrect?
The legitimate word is ki-ai.
Oh, ki-ai!
Yeah.
Okay.
But rather than doing it in falsetto, you do it with a strong...
oh, ki-ai! Push it down!
Well, somewhere in the middle, you know.
Okay. So what is the name of the martial art that you practice?
Well, the first one I studied was Shotokan-style karate. And Shotokan-style.
Okay.
Karate.
Okay.
And so I have a third degree...
So you can't say karate.
Karate? I can. I just will get smacked by somebody.
So someone who knows it will hit you. Yeah. And you have a what belt?
I have a third degree black belt in that.
And what's the highest degree?
Well,
first?
Well, the emperor...
Is it like Burns?
No. Well,
PhD.
Just ignore him.
The Japanese emperor apparently used to give out 10th degree black belts, and typically posthumously. So that was the pinnacle.
Right.
But the Americans are now, I think there's 12 and 13 degree black belts in the States because they just give themselves higher and higher black belts because 10 wasn't high enough.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
shouldn't slag any, I guess.
No. Yeah.
But that's my understanding is it was 10th was the top. And
okay.
That was a lifetime achievement award, essentially.
I just want to let the two old codgers in the hallway know we can hear them talking. And
So I gave up that in 1999, and then I went on to, I went and lived with a Kung Fu master down in New York named Phil Messina, and he's...
I know that name.
Oh, wow. He was a Vietnam vet, and he was 15 years with the NYPD. I think he still holds the record for the most violent felon arrest. He arrested over 1,100 guys that tried to kill him to stay out of jail, and he was the first Westerner invited to the Shaolin Temple to demonstrate his Kung Fu. So I went and lived with him for 6.5 months, trained full-time. And that's what I do. That's my style. Now, that's what I teach to women.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. We just had an example today. This is not going to sound right at all. I don't know how to explain this without sounding as creepy as it's going to sound. But Shauna, the intern, was being cheeky, so I took duct tape and I wrapped her wrists up with
Uh-oh.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, can get you into trouble, I'm
sure.
Assuming.
Yeah.
Anyway, within a second and a half, she went, hi-ya! And broke out of them.
She saw it on YouTube.
Did you see it on YouTube? Oh, she did too. That's funny.
Yep.
Anyway, I was very impressed. I almost thought if I didn't do the radio, I would like to get trained in close personal protection.
It's
because it's less about it's less about confrontation and more about
avoiding.
Diffusing and avoiding and reading situations.
Yeah. Apparently, you and I are
now of the age where we're not suitable for close personal. I have a friend who is like international, Alan Bell. You see him on TV all the time, being a terrorism expert and so on.
Yeah.
And that was his business when he left the SAS.
Okay.
And I asked him about that, and he said, "Oh, you're too old now." And I thought,
"But you don't want my grandpa protecting you?" I take offense to that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, I want people to get this CD, and so I want them to go to willardbond.com. Do you have any performance-y things coming up that we should know about?
Bless your heart. Yes, I do. June 26th.
You just sounded like an 80-year-old.
I do that from time to
time.
Bless
your heart. Yes, I do.
yeah, I'm
an Irish 80-year-old, apparently. your upcoming something?
June 26th. An early show, going to go on about 7 o'clock at the Painted Lady.
Love that.
On Ossington in Toronto.
Love the Painted Lady. I go and see Garage Baby there once in a while.
Yeah, I've done a couple release parties there. I've been there a few times.
Yeah. Sometimes they have people dancing on the bars. That's an interesting night. I didn't expect that one coming. And that's where I saw Richard Flohill last, Jane. Yes. Didn't he live upstairs or something?
He's moved out.
Kicked out. Let's start a rumor. Richard Flohill was kicked out of the apartment above the Painted Lady. You heard it here first from Jane Harbury. Jane, am I throwing you under the bus enough?
No, you keep going.
She's up for some more of that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she's a cheeky monkey. All right, listen, let's get another song out of you, if you don't mind.
Well, it is Father's Day, as you're, and you're, you know, sort of...
intimating and talking about, theming.
Fathers and so on. So I'm going to go with The Youngest Man in the World.
The Youngest Man in the World.
This is not from Jiggery Pokery. This is from the repertoire. But I think it's appropriate for your show theme today, I think, if that's all right.
Beautiful. He's live. He's here. He's on The Drew Marshall Show. His name is Willard Bond.
When I was the youngest man in the world, I fell in love with an angel of mercy, a girl. She was more than I thought that I would ever know. Now I don't anymore. Youngest man in the world. She was everything, every little thing to me. But I didn't know, 'cause I was only the youngest man in the world. Youngest man in the world. When I was the youngest man in the world, my father died, left me to wonder what for. She was more than I thought that I could ever bear. Now I don't anymore. Youngest man in the world. He was everything anyone's father could be. Before he left, he said he made me
Good job, Willard Bond. Well done, young man. Young man, well done. Want to just let our listeners know a couple of more things just before we say goodbye to Willard. If you want to win a CD from Willard Bond, you can send us a Facebook message on our Facebook page. That makes sense. And while you're there, give us a like. Yes, we're bribing you for likes. Got to be from Canada, and we'll send you the CD. If you're not from Canada, you can go and buy your own stinking CD.
Don't just go to the website. Man.
That's what I mean. Go to your website, willardbond.com. Willard, If you weren't doing this, what would you do? Hey, by the way, do you remember Tiny Talentine?
Oh.
That sounded like a Tiny Talentine question. If you weren't singing, little girl, what would you do?
Well, I have several things. Let me just pause and reframe that for you.
Okay.
I do lots of stuff. I've written a novel manuscript, and while I was writing that, it took me about 10 weeks to write about 420 pages of trashy pulp fiction. And while I was doing it, I thought, you know, if somebody paid me to do this, I'd never have to write another song again. I don't have to rhyme anything. I don't have to have the right number of beats. You know, it's so much simpler.
Yeah.
So that might be fun. And what's the other thing? And teaching self-defense. That's a huge, I love it. It's incredibly rewarding having
There is a video clip of me being... taught self-defense on the Google. If you go on the Google and then find the YouTube, you'll see a video of me and this little Twinkie girl. I gave her $20. Actually, I don't think I paid her. Anyway, I bet her $20 that she couldn't flip me.
Right.
She did.
Right. Yeah. If you know how to do it, it's...
It was television. I helped a little bit. And she stabbed my right here. What's the opposite side of your elbow called? The bend of your arm. Yeah. I don't know what it's called. Stabbed me with a pen.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
That's handy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I grabbed her like that, and she put her... By the way, are we on video? Are we on the thing there? Because this is going to work on radio. She went like that and then spun.
Right. Yep.
Broke my arms.
Well, yep.
Apart.
Yep. Once you learn, the principles, leverage over strength, you know, timing over speed, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You know where to twist something, you're going to twist it.
The last gig you were at...
That I played at?
That you played at.
Yes.
That you saw the crowd click. They got it.
Right.
They dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
When was that?
That was the last CD release party.
Which was where?
Which was at the Painted Lady.
Oh, same place. Okay.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I've sort of, not sure why, but I've kind of avoided playing live. Maybe it was because, you know, getting a band together feels like herding cats. And I think that's half the reason why I'm just by myself now.
Yeah.
The other reason is, I think, because if the songs are good, then they only need a guitar and a voice. So I'll see if I can pull that off, then I know I did something.
Yeah.
But that was the audience sort of clicked and seemed to really appreciate the last batch, the last record at the time. And
yeah.
And yeah, it's it's all fun stuff. I like to get a little serious once in a while, just to remind you people that life can be serious and also terrifying and beautiful.
You use a lot of what do we say, classic film footage in your videos?
Yes, yes.
Why?
Well, first off, because I found a free archive where I could
just thinking that. Totally thinking that.
I'd love to make my own videos as well, full production and so on, but they take money and time and another herd of cats.
Yeah.
So they're fewer and farther between, but I wanted to put out one a week, so I found this archive, and they had a whole bunch of stuff that I could just steal, and some of it was appropriate enough that it made sense, and for a cheap and cheerful little lyric video, I thought that would be fun.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Oh,
I really dig your stuff, man. I do.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, Danger Pay. The soon you played off the top, I found some really great, like all these old daredevils. Like there's a couple people that I think probably died in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great footage.
It's great. It's impressive footage. Yeah.
It's like one of the Munchkins who apparently hung himself in the back of the bushes.
Oh, dear.
Did you ever hear that story?
Oh, I saw that clip.
It was an accident. It was one of the birds that got loosened from the set. But speaking of Munchkins, one of the last Munchkin died last week.
Oh, dear.
Last week or 2 weeks ago. He was 90. I thought they weren't supposed to live that long. I thought they were supposed to have a short life.
I'm the wrong guy to ask, but I think I heard the same thing.
Okay. Willard Bond has recorded several albums, from Men in the Moon, 1993, to the instrumental A Few Small Strings in 2015. Now he's releasing Jiggery Pokery with 14 varied tracks and a few short surprises. Love. This is the perfect song for anybody with musical ADD. And when I had friends over, I would play them to start to every song.
Okay.
Here's the Kiss Destroyer song. Boom. And okay, hold on. Now we got to go to this. I never finish a song. So this is my kind of album. I love it.
Excellent. Oh, glad to hear it. Thanks.
Rather than tour, he's fallen back into the studio for three more EPs, helping get a WW2 war memoir published. Jeez. And produce a video every week for release with each song on the new album. Along with a passion for military history and films, Willard holds a third degree black belt in karate. He lives in Toronto with his cats, Monday Printer, and Jeff. I feel bad for Jeff.
Why is that?
There's no shtick.
Oh, no. He's got a total thing. Actually, Jeff is short for three-time Academy Award nominee Jeff Bridges in his role in the Coen Brothers, The Big Lebowski.
The dude.
Yeah, exactly. He's a total dude.
Have you seen Jeff Bridges in the Iron Man movies?
Yes.
Do you see it?
Yeah, not far. Not bad.
I've had many people come up to me and say, now that I have
what
this
was he? I had a weird name in there. Some...
Drew Marshall. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. Like
anyway,
that.
The website is willardbond.com, willardbond.com. We're going to go out with that last track we had originally queued, hopefully.
It's taken care of.
It's all taken care of. It's queued. Taking care of business. Do we have to pay every time we say that phrase now? Is that a copyright thing? Taking care of business?
See how much we can run up.
Run up the town. Willard, what a pleasure to have you. Thank you for coming in.
Drew, thanks so much. I appreciate it.